What I'm trying to get is didn't used to be.
Oh.
So we blew that one. Okay.
Well, I was trying to think. You meant something about that you now instead of the
yeah, right.
Used to part, and I couldn't think of anything else to say.
If somebody's going real fast and maybe running stop signs, well, no, okay, you'd call those reckless drivers probably if they weren't that bad, but they were kind of not being real strict about the way they made their turn signals and where they parked and stuff like that. You might say that they're what about their driving?
Careless.
Okay. In describing somebody that acts a little bit aside from what you'd call normal, you'd say there's nothing really wrong with her, but sometimes she acts a little
beside herself.
Okay. Would you ever use the word, would you ever say, he's a bit queer?
Yes.
Would you ever use that expression?
Yes.
And what would it mean? Just the same thing?
Yes, it would really mean the same thing, although if you go to the dictionary, it wouldn't.
Yeah. That's how you use it. If a man is very sure of his own ways and doesn't want to change, you say, don't be so
stubborn.
Right. And then you'd say, if you're talking about his actions, you'd say, don't be so in your ways.
Set.
Okay.
Don't be so set in your ways.
If you can't joke with somebody without them losing their temper, you might say that person is mighty
fractious.
Okay. And talking about that same person that was losing the temper, you might say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad.
Okay.
And that's another thing that we use wrongly. Mad.
Yeah, right. And if that person stays in a bad temper all the time, then you'd call him
contrary, I guess.
Okay. When somebody's about to lose their temper, you might say, just
calm down.
Okay. Okay, in a burning building with a lot of people in it, if somebody's trying to keep a crowd under control, they might say, keep
back and keep calm, keep cool.
Yeah, okay.
They couldn't keep cool in a fire, but that's what they mean, cool-minded. Keep cool in their mind.
If you've been working very hard, you say you're very
tired.
Okay. And then if you're very, very tired, you say you're all
exhausted.
Okay. If you use the form wear out to talk about being tired, you might say, I'm completely
exhausted, or completely worn out.
Okay.
Or completely tired out.
Okay. If a person's been quite well and you hear suddenly they've got some disease, you say, last night she
was all right, or seemed all right.
Okay, but
now she has this terrible disease.
Okay.